Good morning. We are continuing on the topic that we started two times ago in Emir Tashem. Today we will conclude it. The prohibition of somebody who is visiting Eretz Yisrael from Yom Tov, requesting, commanding somebody who is not keeping Yom Tov Sheni. So if we have a local person who doesn't keep Yom Tov Sheni, we can't have somebody who is keeping Yom Tov Sheni asking him to do melacha on his behalf, just like Amir La'akum on Shabbos. We have this Amir Le'Yehudi, even telling a Jew who could do it for himself on Yom Tov Sheni, but he can't do it for somebody who is keeping Yom Tov Sheni. So we said, in fact, that there are exceptions to the rule. The first one that we saw last time is U'bishas HaTzchak, when there's a real need. When it's a need that has to be done on Yom Tov, it can't wait, or some of the poskim say it has to be letzorach gadol, it has to be really exigent circumstances, there's a real, real dire need for Yom Tov, then the amira, the request by the person from Chutz La'aretz to the person from Eretz Yisrael would be permitted. The second exception to the rule is im hamalacha hi tzorech ochel nefesh, if the act of the malacha is for the need of food. In other words, this is something that the person from Chutz La'aretz could do himself. Cooking, for example, he could cook for himself even though it's Yom Tov. So accordingly, the person who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni can cook for him as well. What's the chiddush in that? In fact, the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Gehilchos in the footnote says this is pashut, this is obvious. Nonetheless, he says, I heard it from Rav Shlomo Zalman ben Arbach, I heard it from Rav Eliashiv as well, he says. However, the chiddush is, he continues that, and I will quote his language, that if in order for him to do the permitted malacha, for example, the cooking, which would be permitted on Yom Tov Sheni, permitted on a regular Yom Tov, if the person who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni, because he lives in the Eretz Yisrael, would be required to do additional malacha that ordinarily would be prohibited on Yom Tov. But because it's Yom Tov Sheni, he's permitted, but can he do it for somebody who's keeping Yom Tov Sheni? In fact, the answer is yes, because it's Letzorach Ochel Nefesh, the person who's from Eretz Yisrael can not only cook and do the activities that are permitted for the person who's even keeping Yom Tov Sheni, but the person who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni can even do additional necessary malachas. So the example would be, so the person from Eretz Yisrael is cooking. He's cooking pasta for somebody who's from Chutz La'aretz. The person from Chutz La'aretz can cook that pasta. Or he's baking bread for him. The person from Chutz La'aretz can bake the bread also. But the problem is the oven's not on. Or he needs to light a flame. He needs to light a match in order to put the flame on. So the person who is not keeping Yom Tov Sheni because he's from Israel is permitted, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, to do those additional malachas because they are being done in association with a tzorech ochel nefesh. They're necessary for the cooking. Cooking is permitted. Accordingly, the person who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni can do those additional necessary malachas even though they are being done for somebody who is keeping Yom Tov Sheni, with the following proviso: Ubivad shelo yomar lo b'mefurosh lasos es hamalacha asura. As long as the person who is keeping Yom Tov Sheni does not explicitly request the person who is in Israel who is not keeping Yom Tov Sheni to do those malachas, as long as it doesn't come from the person who is keeping Yom Tov Sheni, then the person who is not keeping Yom Tov Sheni would be permitted to do those additional activities, even though they ordinarily cannot be done on a normal Yom Tov. So that is the view of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, even though it's a psik reisha. In other words, even though there's no way the person who's doing the cooking can do the cooking without doing those additional malachas, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, it is still permitted. On the other hand, Rav Eliashiv disagrees. Rav Eliashiv is of the view that it is prohibited to request somebody who is not keeping Yom Tov Sheni even to cook for you, even to bake for you, which would ordinarily be permitted if it is inevitable, if it's a psik reisha, that he will have to do additional malachas that ordinarily would be prohibited on Yom Tov. It wouldn't be prohibited for him because it's Yom Tov Sheni, but he can't do it for somebody who is keeping Yom Tov Sheni. And according to Rav Eliashiv, if it's a psik reisha, if it's inevitable that he will have to do those additional malachas, it's as if the person who is keeping Yom Tov Sheni is commanding him to do those malachas on Yom Tov Sheni, and that is prohibited. So we have an important machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who is lenient, and Rav Eliashiv, who is machmir. Just to move on to the third exception to the rule, to the third basis to be lenient in these halachas, the Sefer Yontov Sheni Kehilchasa says, Mutar leben Eretz Yisrael asot malacha mida'as atzmo. It's permitted for somebody who's not keeping Yontov Sheni because he lives in Eretz Yisrael to do malacha on Yontov Sheni. He does it of his own volition. It's not that he was requested by the person who's keeping Yom Tov Sheni to do malacha, but rather he took the initiative. He decided, I'm going to cook for somebody. Cooking is not a good example. I'm going to turn on the light for somebody. I'm going to go buy him a newspaper, whatever it may be, because here it's the person who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni who is initiating malacha, not the person who is keeping Yontov Sheni, and in addition, it's permitted to the person who is keeping Yontov Sheni to have hana, to benefit from that malacha. So at the end of the day, just to recap our 3 days, sugya, there is a prohibition of amira, somebody who is keeping Yontov Sheni to request from somebody who's not keeping Yontov Sheni to do malacha on his behalf. 3 exceptions to the rule, when there's a real need, shas hadchak or letzorach gadol, and it's necessary for the yontif, exception number 1. Exception number 2, if it's letzorach ochel nefesh, because the person who is keeping yontif sheni could do it for himself, and in addition, at least according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, even additional necessary malachas can be done in association with the cooking and the baking, etc. And the exception to the rule number 3 is when the person who is not keeping yontif sheni initiates the malacha, wasn't by request, then it's permitted for him to do it, and it's also permitted for the person from Chutz La'aretz to benefit from that malacha. Have a wonderful day.